Now, the summer is supposed to be living as easy, but it's been a pretty tough 2 weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a real tough week for 4,000 of our employees and about 70,000 construction workers who were put out of work by this. Yes, it has been a rough couple of weeks.
Now, what are you hearing from lawmakers or from contacts on the Hill?
Well, you know, we certainly heard, you know, both the president's message and Senator Reid's message that a compromise had been reached, and we're really very optimistic that the Senate can move forward here and pass this FAA extension so we can get everybody back to work, get these construction projects restarted. You know, there'll be some fits and starts to get back underway, but we're very optimistic that it'll pass and that our employees can get back to work.
I was going to ask you, what is required to start things back up again?
Well, first they have to pass the extension. Then we'll go through. We've issued to date some 250 stop orders on something in excess of $5 billion worth of projects. That's in one column. On the other side, we'll work as quickly as possible. If this passes, it's our hope that we could have every one of our employees be able to report to work on Monday, which would be that would be great for them and a great relief to their families and their coworkers. Everybody here has been very, very concerned about what this has done, you know, to the agency and some of our longer-term projects.
Now, there's a couple of organizations that we've talked about this morning, FIA and also the FAA Managers Association, are making small loans and small grants available for those people that have lost their pay in those 2 weeks. Is there any way that the FAA can scour money from somewhere to meet that payroll? Or what's the payroll situation for the people returning?
Well, that's a little murky, and there's already been an indication that some members of Congress, I think, understanding now the ramifications of what happened and what they did, are considering taking up a measure that would provide some retroactive benefit for them, you know, some back wages. But that would have to be, you know, something going forward. That's not in hand yet. And it's very thoughtful of those employee associations. You know, lots of people, myself included, are contributing to those so that people who, you know, had a hardship can get a short-term loan or grant.
Now, Secretary Ray LaHood, DOT Secretary LaHood, said earlier this week that there were some workers furloughed. I think he mentioned airplane inspectors who were actually going to work despite the furlough because they felt that the safety mission of FAA had to be fulfilled in that way. Do you know any more about that?
Oh, I do. Yeah, actually, the Secretary was referring to our airport safety inspectors who, while we could exempt them from the furlough, we simply didn't have the funds to pay them. And so we had somewhere around 150 employees. About a third of those were the inspectors themselves, were out in the field actually doing the inspections with no paycheck. We couldn't even reimburse their expenses. So the cost of travel, the hotels, whether it's airplane tickets, trains, however, all of that was being borne by them personally, which is incredible. It speaks volumes to their professionalism and their dedication to their jobs. And I'm very proud of those people. I'm very proud of every one of the 4,000 employees. They were just very very loyal to the administration throughout this. And you know, I really want to thank both the president, who personally got involved to bring this to closure, Senator Reid, and, of course, Secretary LaHood never wavered. He and I, if I did one press conference, he did five. And, I mean, he met on the Hill. He did everything in his power to and ultimately prevailed. I think Congress finally saw the error of their ways, if you would.
We're speaking with Randy Babbitt. He's the administrator of the FAA. Now, this next measure that they're going to vote on in a little bit more than an hour or so would take the FAA, again, temporarily, only through the middle of September. So are you having plans, or you have any contingency in place for should this whole thing repeat itself in another few weeks?
Well, let's hope that when they see and realize the carnage that was done by this little political brinksmanship, that no one will try this again. This was really, really unfortunate. We've had a number of extensions, and I can appreciate that if they can't figure out a way to get a full reauthorization, which is what we really need. We've been without a complete reauthorization for more than 3.5 years, but we are allowed to operate with extensions. And this 21st extension that I hope passes later this morning was, for the first time, an extension that had, you know, political ornaments hanging on it, and it made it very difficult to pass. That has not been the practice in the past. It was unprecedented, and I hope that they wouldn't repeat it. However, I never believed it would happen in the first place, and it did. So, yes, we will have contingency plans.
And having been through this, sometimes the unthinkable actually occurs. What's your overall takeaway? What's your overall impression of things now that you've lived through an agency complete or partial shutdown, rather, as administrator?
Well, it certainly brings you some realization of why a lot of Americans are very frustrated with Congress. People had no business playing this type of brinkmanship with the employment lives of 4,000 employees, 70,000 construction workers, billions of dollars worth of projects. All being moved around for political leverage. That's not right. That's not any way to run the world's greatest and safest aviation system. We didn't get this way because people used this as a political lever in the past, and I hope that they would never try it again. But it shows you why Americans get fed up with Congress sometimes and what goes on here in Washington. It's not a right way to operate. It's not the America that I certainly went to work for.
Randy Babbitt is the FAA Administrator, thanks very much for that update. Hopefully we can talk about another topic the next time you're on.
Absolutely. We can talk about what a great, wonderful system we have and almost 50,000 terrific employees. We'll talk about that next time.
All right. Take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.